order of the Pappy NRD. Please raise with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Copy the Open Meetings Act, address statute 84-1407-84-1414 is posted on the back of the room. Prior to turning the agenda for tonight's meeting, I'd like to announce a procedure that will be used for this meeting with respect to each agenda item. The directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report with their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed through the board chair. We ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussion and action. With that, quorum call, please.
Bradley.
Here.
Fred Conley.
Here.
Don Conley.
Here.
Elder. Renwald.
Here.
Jack.
Here.
Sue.
Here.
Lakey. Caesar.
Here.
Keith.
Here.
And Chairperson.
Here. I have excused absence for Tim Fowler. Item 4, adoption of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Renwald.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Sue.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Keith.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
And
yes. Item 5, adoption of consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
John Conley.
Yes.
Renwald.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Sue.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Keith.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred
Conley.
And Chairperson.
Yes. Item 6, proof publication meeting notice. I have affidavits here in the file for the record. I'll let the record show it. Director Leahy is now present.
He's a committee.
Item 8, agenda association reports. Natural Resource Conservation Service Report, Neil Jensen.
Neil. Good evening. Well, we're still under a continuing resolution. It's not uncommon every year at our fiscal year. So we're still in question on some of our programs, but one of the things that they have announced is a sign up for the easements for the Wetland Reserve Program and the Ag Land Conservation Program. And we participants have until November 1st to sign up for this program. So it's that program's for easements for wetland restoration, either permanent 30-year easements or the Land Protection Program, which limits that land can be converted to urban land. It keeps it rural with an easement. So we're going ahead with those applications, but I'm sure we're going to have to wait until budgets are approved by Congress before we can do any funding for those. And if you go to the next page, scroll down. Can give you, they've already announced some of the caps for the value that NRCS will pay for those easements. Perpetual easements tend to pay 100%, but if you go to a 30-year agreement, then it's usually 75% of the rate. When land price or the crop prices were high, we weren't getting many applications. So we'll have to see if there's more applications at this point. I can tell you that on our wetlands program, the Papio and Lewis and Clark are basically about tied for the highest number of contracts within the state. So we've done pretty good over the last several years and having contracts under the wetlands program. Next item, just some in-house type of stuff for NRCS. They've put all the soils information onto one site. If you go to USDA NRCS, the soils tools website, go to the next page, kind of gives you an idea, one-stop shopping if you're looking for soils information. And one of probably the biggest site on there is the Web Soil Survey. You've got the whole United States with soils information, wherever they've done a soil survey. And I'm guessing it's probably at least 90% of the United States, probably some of the mountain areas. It's probably missing yet, but it has a lot of old maps that are stored on some of those websites, and so now you can access those from this website. So just general information there. Any questions?
Any questions for you?
Okay. Thank you.
Best Association Resource District. Director Kayser, you're up.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NERD annual conference was held September 23rd to the 25th in Corning, Nebraska. It was kind of a lower key meeting in that we didn't have any resolutions to discuss, and so actually for me, the highlight of the meeting was when our general manager gave a presentation on dealing with the federal government and getting money to do repair work on our levee on the Missouri River. And he did a great job, and I really wanted to compliment you, John, on your presentation. I heard a lot of nice comments.
Thank you.
And I'd like to take a moment, and I'm going to get off track here. I would ask the chair to allow me a little flexibility here, but does anybody know who a guy by name, his first initial was J. Chapman. Does anybody know who J. Chapman was? Well, let me tell you. J. Chapman was born in Leominster, Massachusetts on September 26, 1774. And he passed away March 18, 1845. If he was a good friend of John Conley. And John,
equal time.
And the thing about it is, this guy, John Chapman, was really known as Johnny Appleseed. And so he went around the country throwing apple seeds around. And I didn't know this. I had to do some research. But apples in those days were just little itty-bitty things, and all they were used for is to make hard apple cider. And so John, of course, you know, he kind of got into this apple seed thing and then the hard apple cider. And so when John Chapman passed away, Johnny Conley, then he continued on and planted apple seeds around Nebraska and elsewhere. Well, that got John interested, of course, in natural resources. And so then John ran for the NRD board and he was elected. So, and this was actually, you were actually recognized at the last NARD annual conference, John, for your 20 years of service in the NRD, and I would like to thank you for your service, and I'd like to shake your hand.
Over, yeah.
and I wish you had another. Now, I had a couple of comments. I did ask John, you know, why he was going to retire from the NRD, and he said, "Well, I have two reasons." I said, "Well, what are they?" He says, "Well, first, my memory is not as sharp as it used to be." I said, "Okay, and what's the second?" He says, "Well, the second is my memory is not as sharp as it used to be."
That's true.
And so I said, "Okay." John attended, he went on after he sobered up, got to college age, he then went to Iowa State and got a degree in engineering. He wasn't the greatest student. He told me last month that the closest he ever got to a 4.0 in college was his blood alcohol content. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But anyway, on behalf of the NARD, I'd like to thank you, John, for 4 years of service. Additionally, We have a bunch of staff that were recognized, and I'd like to name them off if I could. Recognized for the years of service, Martin Cleveland, 40 years. Wow. Bill Warren, 40 years. John Zug, 35. Kelly Farvo, 30 years. Teresa Murphy, 30 years. Marty Nissen, 30 years. Gene Tate, 25. I didn't even know you were that old. Ryan Trapp, 25. I tell you what, this is a pretty impressive list of employees that have been here a long time, done some great work for us. And so I want to thank you all for what you did. And, Mr. Chair, that concludes my report. And I know you want to talk about something, though.
I do.
And I'll let you do it.
Thank you. Mine's not as funny.
Thanks.
But, again, attending these conferences, it's always good to hear other points of view from other NRDs, the other 22 around the state. Hearing the breakout sessions, lots of topics. I did talk about the poultry business up in Fremont. I won't go into detail. I know that's near and dear to your heart, Director Jeff. But one thing I do want to highlight, the 2018 Master Conservationist Award, one was the agriculture winner, Scott and Barb Gonerman. But one that stuck out for me was the youth winner, Shell Creek Watershed Monitoring Program. There's a high school student who said, you know, this creek that we live in, wherever Shell Creek is, John, Marlon, where's Shell Creek?
Lower Platte North.
Not Platte North.
Yeah.
Huh?
Skyler, Columbus.
Skyler, Columbus area.
Lower Platte North.
Lower Platte North NRD, they recognize this stream was on the EPA list of dirty, let's just call it dirty. And they took it upon themselves as high schoolers to clean up and do what they can to monitor it and assure that it finally got cleaned enough where the listing was... I don't know the proper terms, excuse me, but it was approved for a clean watershed. These are high schoolers who felt that proud about their natural resource in their area. So I applaud them and hope that spills over as far as our youth today and the PAFU. Any other comments about the NARD? No? Okay, moving on to legislative report.
Ron's not here, but I said I would take it for him. We continue to meet with senators. We've had very positive reception on all the senators we talked to on the bonding renewal. Right now we have tentative four senators that will sponsor the bill, and we've also have a tentative commitment to prioritize the bill if it gets out of committee. So we'll continue to meet with those senators and through the off session. More details will come after the election, so the November meeting will be able to provide a little more information. The bill has been sent to bill drafters, and that is being drafted as we speak. So again, we will provide more details in November. If you have any questions, let me know.
Okay. I have 9 public hearing, 9 acquisition for West Papillion Regional Basin. The hearing is called to order at 7:13 p.m. Turn it over to Hearing Officer John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First agenda item is evidence of proof of publication of the hearing notice. Agenda item 4 is explanation of purpose of the hearing. Brent Meyer with Hush Blackwell.
Good evening, directors. This hearing is being conducted in compliance with Nebraska Revised Statute Section 25-2504. At this hearing, the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District will explain the nature and necessity of the proposed land acquisition at West Papillion Regional Basin Number 1 and the reasons for selecting this particular location. Each owner of property to be acquired by the district has the right to be represented by an attorney and to negotiate and accept or reject the offer made by the district for the proposed acquisition. The owner of the property to be acquired has previously contacted the district regarding the potential acquisition and is a willing seller under applicable law. At this hearing, the district will hear and consider any objections from any person.
Thank you, Ms. Farm. Agenda item 5 is identification of exhibits. Exhibit 1 is the agenda itself. Exhibit 2 is a proof of publication of hearing notice in the Omaha World Herald on October 1st and October 4th of 2018. Exhibit 3 is a map of the West Papillion Regional Basin Number 1 project layout. Exhibit 4 is the map of the land acquisition area. Agenda item 6 is the explanation of the purpose and scope of the project. Amanda Grant, please.
Sorry,
you'll have this map on the screen. The Papio Missouri River Natural Resource District is proposing the construction of the West Papillion Regional Basin Number 1, which is generally located about 180th and Fort Streets in Douglas County, Nebraska. The purpose of the project is to provide public flood control and recreation for the Papillion Creek watershed in the Omaha metropolitan area of eastern Nebraska. And the location was chosen to maximize the controlled drainage area in the watershed. For this project, it's necessary to acquire property for the construction, operation, and maintenance of the regional flood control dam and reservoir. And the district proposes to acquire fee simple title to and or permanent or temporary easements in, on, over, and across the lands required for the project. This particular public hearing is just for this area shaded in red for the WP1 project, and that's about 16 acres. The WP1 project will be a public lake with public access, and there will be recreation elements associated with the project. As Brent mentioned, this is an individual, it's FRK Development, who has already contacted the district about purchasing this property. This is Indian Point Development right here, and this piece has been set aside throughout their development. And so we have been contacted by them, and this is the first step before we can start negotiations with them. So this is the first step, and then we'll start with appraisal and be able to negotiate with them 30 days after this.
Thank you, Amanda. Agenda item 7, received testimony statements from the public. Is there anyone that would like to provide a testimony or statement on this public hearing? Second request, does anyone like to provide testimony or statement? Third and final request? Okay. Seeing none, agenda item 8 is the reception of the exhibits, and the hearing will be adjourned at 7:17 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Before I move on to 10, I was going to mention about the NARD conference. I see that you did get the annual report 2018. Please take that home and read it. It's a tremendous document to put in perspective our NRD. So I'm glad they were able to send additional copies for our directors.
And I have one additional item on the legislative report. The supporters will be from two from the Democratic Party and two from the Republican Party. I know the legislature is nonpartisan, but we have bipartisan support thus far. So, in case you were wondering.
Item 10, subcommittee reports. Item A, the Papillion Papio PL 568 work plan ad hoc subcommittee. David Cook.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the October 9th, 2018 meeting of the Papio PL 566 work plan ad hoc consultant selection subcommittee are accepted. Incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee is hereby approved and or adopted and approved. One, initial screening for proposals of consultant selection interviews. Recommendation that the subcommittee request interviews with Fire Engineering, HDR Engineering, Inc., and Olson Associates in the order presented on Thursday, November 1st, 2018 at 6:30 p.m. And on behalf of the subcommittee, I so move.
Thank you. Any comments from the public? Any comments from directors? Director Jeff.
Are we voting on something on this?
We're voting to interview the three.
Those three. So to that point, can I just ask a couple of brief questions about where did the whole thing come up? It seemed like it came up all of a sudden. How come it came up so soon, this whole PL thing? And it just like all of a sudden here it is. And I'm just curious as to the chronology of this, I guess.
We've been working on the structures and plans since 1966.
Yes and no.
The funding's really been gone for a very long time. And so we haven't done a lot of new structures for many years. I think the last one might have been Midlands Lake down to Papillion, and that, you know, would have been
under this funding umbrella you're referring to?
Right. Or no, not even under this funding umbrella, but just in general, the grade stabilization structures that were part of that plan. So there hadn't been funding. Last year was the first year in a very long time that they had released funding through this program.
Who's they?
The NRCS.
Okay, thank you.
And so we did apply last year for this funding, and we were not successful. But we did get the RCPP, which is another NRCS program for one structure. So then this this round, there was more funding available for this year, and so that's how.
And so their funding will take care of all the engineering costs associated with this?
So the PL 566 program pays for 100% of the planning, which is what we're doing now. They pay 100% of design and 100% of construction and construction admin, but the land rights are up to this. So 100% of land rights would be the district.
To buy the land.
Right.
And that, I guess that's my question, where that comes from. And do we have, we don't know anything about willing buyers. We don't know if they are even aware of this program.
We won't know until this plan's completed. This plan's the first step, and then there will be more steps to when we actually construct them. And one thing about the federal government, when you get to August and September, they rush to get things done before September 30th. And so that's why we had a big push to get this thing signed. And so that's sometimes you get those, not last minute, but you get them to come quickly on your agenda to execute.
And so it's possible we could do all the engineering work and not do some of the project.
It is, yeah. But they're paying 100% of the planning, so we're not.
Right. But they're not going to be buying the land that's necessary for these things.
And some of those projects may move. I mean, they may be adjusted in the watershed. So
there's no this planning is the first step for sure. Any land purchases would, of course, need to go through the board as well as would the design.
Mm-hmm. So we have no idea how many acres of land are involved or what any sort of cost that our district will be at some point.
We do. So in general, we estimated what it would cost to do the planning, construction, and land rights, and it's just about $17.7 million.
For these six structures? Does that include WP1?
It's not.
17 what?
17.7, I believe it's
that. That would be our cost? Or
no.
That would be the total cost. We don't know what our cost would be then down the road.
Right. So when we submit this for the – when we talked to the NRCS about the planning money, they needed to know what it would cost about, you know, an estimate for total so that they can plan for what their design and construction money
is. And is there any approximate time frame involved from starting the planning to project starting or completion?
Once you sign a contract with them, so once money's available and you sign a contract, you have 5 years. It mostly, this one is much shorter because it's just planning. But so say for design, we could have another 5 years for design, or we could do design and construction in 5 years, just depending on how it goes.
And that's assuming federal funding continues. No.
All right. It's just we have so many projects going on, and I just don't want to be short of funding to supply the current projects because we're taking on less valuable projects.
Absolutely. And this was something we didn't have on our long-range
implementation. Right. This is what I'm saying. I've not seen this until very recently.
Yeah, because the funding just recently became available. It's very hard to turn it down when land rights is the only thing that the district is responsible for. So, you know, that's the reason to pursue it, you know, because there's a lot of federal money in this.
Right, and that's always my concern is if landowners aren't willing to cooperate and participate, what happens at that point?
It would be like any other project. It would be up to the board, and, you know, there can use eminent domain for these projects. It doesn't have to be voluntary, but that would be a decision.
Sure. Okay, thank you.
Any other comments? Roll call.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank
you. Yes.
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 Bradley.
Yes.
Fred.
Hi.
Yes.
Yes. That concludes my report. Thank you. Item B, Programs Project Operations, John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the October 9th, 2018 meeting of the Programs Projects and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item 1 is the Platte Elkhorn Valley Groundwater Monitoring Joint Funding Agreement with USGS. Subcommittee recommends the GM be authorized to execute the proposed joint funding agreement with USGS in a maximum not to exceed amount of $13,040 to the district for the Platte and Elkhorn River Valley Integrated Water Management Water Monitoring Project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Director
Teaser. Yes, Paul, you made a statement Tuesday evening that I kind of laid in bed and thought about it, and one of those things that just kind of stuck with me. Okay, so we're talking about groundwater going from the LaShera area and then working its way through Valley and then ending up in the Waterloo area underground. Okay, we're talking about groundwater. And you indicated to me that it could be that if there is too much water or it's determined that we're losing too much water on the plat, that we might be able to, I use the word pipeline, but you indicated that it could be possible to pump water into a stream to carry it into the plat. Am I correct in that?
Carry it into the Elkhorn River.
I'm sorry?
Carry it into the Elkhorn River.
Carry it into
the... We would pipe it back to the plat. At least as... we don't know any of that stuff right now. I mean, I guess the bottom line, the purpose of monitoring was there was questions about what does happen to water if it's, you know, if it is a losing reach along the Platte River there after North Bend, what does happen to that water, what's the timing of it, and so...
So what you're saying is that we're going to take groundwater out of the Elkhorn River, basically, and pump it into the Elkhorn River to make it surface water.
Yeah, we would probably look at an area between the two rivers where it's not going to directly affect either river. Let's say this was a drought condition. It's not going to affect either river within the next 3 to 4 months. We kind of find some location in the middle. But all that water is moving towards the Elkhorn River anyway. We would just, it's about retiming the water, not necessarily about taking it and putting it someplace else, is my best answer to that. So if we were able to do this type of project, put water back in the Elkhorn River when it was needed during a drought, that would be the only reason to look at doing that.
Okay, but then the Elkhorn River goes another 10 miles and then ends up in flat, and it bypasses one of the MUD well fields already. And I'm trying to understand if our concern is groundwater for MUD in the city of Lincoln downstream, what advantage do we have about taking groundwater, putting it in the river, and having it, and they're just looking for groundwater, they're not really looking for surface water. I mean, you know, that's where I'm having trouble.
As far as putting it back into the plat before you get to MUD West?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this was, and again, none of this is all figured out. It's just a what-if scenario. And more direct goes back to the current planning that's going on for the Platte Basin Coalition and the Drought Coalition, or Drought Consortium study. So those two studies are looking at this, and I guess the reason we propose to continue with the monitoring is because it's a fairly low-cost way to continue to obtain data, actually look at real physical data without doing, you know, studies, and more modeling could cost us quite a bit more. So I think this is one way just to keep our finger on it, see if we can determine some of those things out of the data. And basically 2 years wasn't enough to quite tell what we were getting.
Okay, my concern is that this thing keeps going on. We're talking less than a 10-mile stretch, or, you know, I mean, LaShera or Mercer or wherever, down to Waterloo area. We're talking about a very small area, and I hate to see us pumping a lot of money in continuing studies for what I don't feel is much reward. Now, that's my own personal opinion, but...
I think there's a lot of these what-ifs that are yet to be determined what they might be. I mean, maybe there is quite a bit of reward in being able to take care of some of the water problems closer to where the water need is occurring, like you're saying, MUD West or Lincoln Wellfield, rather than, you know, some of the other Platte Basin or drought contingency studies are looking at reservoirs or sending water down from Sargent, Nebraska.
That to me makes a lot of sense, but I'm having really a lot of difficulty understanding about, you know, putting a couple of wells down and then basically pumping it from the same river into the groundwater, into the flowing water. Okay.
Well, to think of the groundwater as a stored reservoir at the moment, and you're just taking the water out when you need it.
What this will do is put some natural figures, data, etc., at our disposal for those judgments.
Yeah.
We don't have any of that now.
It's data we don't have now.
So, okay.
I guess that's reason. Yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, you bet.
Any other comments, directors? Roll call.
Yeah.
Yes.
Luke.
Yes.
Thank
you. Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Reese.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Cohen.
Aye.
John Cohen.
Yes.
Reynolds.
No.
And Sheriff.
Yes.
Item two is bids for the 2019 district vehicles and equipment. Subcommittee recommends that the following items, and with your permission, I'm going to take them all as one motion. Bid item A is a 2019 chassis cab. Subcommittee recommends that the lowest and best bid of $38,681 submitted by James Steffi for 2019 Dodge Ram 4500 be accepted with a trade-in of the district's 2005 Chevy Colorado 4x4 serial number and so forth. And that net bid item B, subcommittee recommends that the lowest and best bid of $41,451 submitted by Gene Steffi for 2019 Dodge Ram 4500 be accepted with a trade-in of the district 2004 Ford F-350 flatbed serial number and so forth. And bid item C, 2019 midsize pickup truck. Subcommittee recommends the lowest and best bid of $21,662 submitted by James Steffi for 2019 Dodge Ram 1500 be accepted with the trade-in of the district's 2009 Chevy Colorado 4x4 serial number as listed, and that bid item D, 2019 three-quarter ton pickup truck, recommendation that the lowest and best bid of $24,406 submitted by Woodhouse Ford for 2019 Ford F-250 be accepted with the trade-in of the district's 2010 Ford 250 four-wheel drive pickup truck serial number is listed, and that bid item for a JD6145R cab tractor. Subcommittee recommends the lowest and best bid of $67,183 submitted by Plains Equipment for 2019 JD6145R be accepted with the trade-in of the district's 2004 JD7820 tractor serial number as listed. And I approve all of these. I move on behalf of the committee approval of all these items.
Thank you, Mr. Conley. Any public comments on this? Staff, any additional comments?
One question. How large is the 70 era of the tractor, the John Deere, or horsepower? Do we know, Bill?
145
horse. And the 7820, how big was that?
150.
Okay, so roughly the same size. 300? What's it primarily used for?
Mowing levees.
Yeah. That's basically it.
4,000.
All right, thank
you. Mm-hmm.
Big track.
Mm-hmm. Roll call.
Big
yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Caesar. Yes.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Burnwall.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
And
yes.
Item number three is an interlocal agreement on WP6 and WP7 with the City of Papillion and Sarpy County. Subcommittee recommends the GM be authorized to execute the proposed Tapio Watershed Regional Flood Control Detention Basin WP6 and WP7 interlocal agreement with the City of Papillion and Sarpy County as amended, giving NRD sole discretion in the selection of naming rights with input from the City of Papillion and Sarpy County, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel. On behalf of the subcommittee, I move, but I have a question for our legal counsel. I don't believe this motion was what was represents the action of the subcommittee.
Yeah, it was.
It is?
Yeah.
Giving up? Okay. I stand corrected. It is. I stand corrected. That's fine. I approve. I move to approve this. Okay.
Brent, do you want to present or this one or the next one?
Well, I can talk about
it. Because it impacts
it. Yeah.
Can we call for public comments first? Oh, yeah. You're going to clarify the motion.
No.
The motion's a motion.
Okay.
Being called for public comment if you want.
Brett, why don't you wait? It's, as it is, it was changed from Tuesday to split the naming rights. This motion was passed by the subcommittee to allow us to name both structures in a nutshell. So, with that, I'll open it up for public comments. Any public comments on the interlocal agreement for dam site 6 and 7? With that, any additional staff? And maybe this time, since you've started to talk.
Good evening again. So there was a question posed on Tuesday just because the interlocal agenda item and the construction bids for WP 6 and 7 are interrelated. There was a question about potential exposure of changing the terms of the WP 6 and WP 7 interlocal and then moving forward with entering into the construction. It's not advisable, frankly, to move forward with the construction bid without finalizing the terms of the interlocal agreement. One of the obvious exposure issues we'd be entering into a construction contract without finalizing the financing for the project, which is handled in the interlocal. And I went back and looked at what would happen with our construction contract if this deal, the WP6, WP7 interlocal, got blown up, the city decided to walk away. For those who weren't here on Tuesday, the question is whether the city should have naming rights for WP6. If they walked away, we would have to remove the city road sub-project, which would result in a deductive change order under the construction contract. Arguably, the contract would be entitled to some recourse for removing that, whether it be the recovery of overhead and profit. The other issue is the city walks away and we move forward. We've got a WP6 structure that the city was supposed to operate and maintain after completion, and not really sure what's going to happen with that. So those are some issues that potentially could create some exposure if we do decide to meddle with the interlocal last present Tuesday.
Thank you for that clarification. Any other staff comments? All right, Director Klug.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to make an amendment to this motion to return the language as originally presented to the subcommittee on Tuesday evening.
And that language would be?
To give naming rights for WP6 to Papillion, and WP7 would remain our naming rights, the district's naming rights.
I'll second the amendment.
Director John Conley seconds it. Let's discuss that. Director Teaser?
Can I add a friendly amendment? Which would be that this board reviews the policy before when do we review our policy?
December.
And that we follow through on making a policy that we have future naming rights on all.
That would not necessarily be an amendment to this, but I understand what you're saying.
I'm drafting one as we speak.
Thank you. That's what stood up for me.
And I don't know how friendly that was, right?
I was friendly. I smiled.
I plan on bringing one to the board in November to consider, and then we add it in December, if the board.
Fred Connolly.
When do we start discussion on naming rights with the entities anyway?
During the negotiation of the interlocal agreement. So we've been negotiating with this for a year now.
So that started back a year ago?
Well, yeah. Now naming rights kind of fall to the, money usually is the first thing you hammer out, but then that gets thrown in there.
So Papillion has been proposing that they have the naming rights going back a year ago.
Well, and they named Prairie Queen, and so there's some history there.
History there.
Or precedent, excuse me.
Director Leahy, I'm waiting for you, but go ahead.
I'll reiterate some of what I said on Tuesday, where even though we don't have our policy on the books, I mean, we did as a board unanimously direct staff to hold on to these. It was our fault that we didn't get the policy officially on the books in time. For this one, I think there was a lot of up in arms that Papillion will walk away if we were to change this, and that would, as legal counsel said, put a whole host of things at risk, and I certainly don't want that. But keep in mind, Papillion doesn't want that either. And my understanding is our board chair talked with their mayor, who did not think it was going to be a stumbling block on their end as well. So keep that in mind, that more than likely the city would not walk away if we were to retain the naming rights. And as I said Tuesday, I'm more than happy to take into account what they want the name to be, but because we build all of these structures, we should, and the vast majority of the expenses of all of these structures, be sort of the strategic overlook of what these names are. Otherwise, six could be named something very, very different from seven. They don't have any kind of rhyme or reason to them. And when we build these structures, it's all of the taxpayers in our district, whether you are a Washington County taxpayer or in North or Central Omaha. It's not just the taxpayers of Papillion that are building this, so I don't know why it's just the citizens of Papillion who would be able to have their elected officials name it. All of our taxpayers should have their elected officials name it, and that, and our board is the only board where that could happen. As GM Winkler has said many times, there's no other government entity besides the state of Nebraska that represents more people in Nebraska than the Papio NRD. So,
Director Bogues.
Thank you, Director Thompson. I just, with the importance of this project, the cost of this project, the fact that they want to try to start moving dirt on November 1st, and for good reason, and not to create an emergency for us to have to make a decision on, I don't want to take a risk with that, and especially over something as trivial as a name. And I think it just makes sense for us to move forward as agreed upon. And all of us being on this board, we all know, as does everybody in the audience, you never know what a board is going to do. You never know where the discussion is going to go. I don't want to take that chance. It's not worth the risk. The name is trivial. The true benefit of this is the structure, the flood control, and the recreation around it. And so I would ask my fellow board members to please support returning this back to the original verbiage that we saw on Tuesday night. Thank you.
Director Larry Grady.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Couple of things. One, naming of it might, you know, be trivial to some folks. Some folks might be very important. But I wanted to know if we go down the route where we retain the naming rights, we build the structure. I was wondering, will there be development around this structure? Does anybody have that, or they can say, well, will there be development? City Papillion, of Papillion, moving that way, or are they already there? And what might this do with their tax base? So, are they, you know, that
have them want me to answer that?
Tax base, please.
yes. excuse me, if John has any particulars, but yeah, these structures, there's a bright light shining on them by whatever developers. I don't know which one. I think this might be Torzon. I don't know. But yeah, but that's beyond the scope of what we do, of course. That's beyond the limits of the dam.
The record.
The what?
It's outside the record in the dam.
Yeah.
We don't have control.
Yeah, it'll increase our tax base. That's one of their thing. That's why they want to take ownership of this and maintain it to whatever level of recreation they're going to do. So it's kind of outside the scope of naming, but
I think that they'll benefit no matter what. they'll benefit. They may, you know, they want to, you know, not engage with us, and then they'll just pull out and so forth, but they're still going to be benefit. I don't know if people, you know, view it in that respect, but I do. So, thank you.
Okay, Director John Conley.
We heard Tuesday evening that of three reservoirs that were named by the city of Papillion. And I don't think any of those three reservoirs' names is offensive to us, to our district in any way. I think they've been very responsible in their naming, and I have no reason to complain about their past actions, and I have the expectation they would continue to be responsible and doing a good job. So I urge us to support the original motion.
Okay. Just a point of
correction, not all three reservoirs were named by them. I think that's what was said on Tuesday. We had named some, they had named some, so there isn't a precedent.
They named three, and those were called out Tuesday night, Mr. Lee.
No.
We named one.
Point of correction, yeah. We named the one, they named two, so there isn't a precedence where they've named all of theirs. We've named.
Okay, I can't correct.
So they don't have a history of always having to name.
I think, were there three? I don't think there were two.
No, there was Prairie Queen, Walnut, and Chatelet.
I remember making the motion to call Walnut Creek Lake. So we named that because of a citizen input towards that particular structure. Well, that's one. In Shadow Lake, they named. Prairie Queen, they named.
Yes.
Okay. I've got to add my two cents worth. I did talk to Mayor Black yesterday and got a copy of their naming rights. I expressed to him my concern about risking the interlocal agreement. It shouldn't be a problem. But as Director Klug just mentioned, there's eight city councilmen in the city of Papillion who I did not talk to. I don't know anything about those folks and where their mind is at. Obviously, they use their staff to, along with us, use our staff to come do this negotiated interlocal agreement, which they retain the naming rights for six. We do number seven. I did get a copy of their naming policy. Very simply, let me backpedal first. We had a unanimous vote January 17 to suggest the name of Susan LaFleche-Picot for what's now called Flanagan Lake, because at that interlocal agreement, the city of Omaha was going to name it. So we didn't insist on anything, and we don't have a naming policy, which we will have in the near future, I hope, once it gets ironed out. So it didn't happen. I use the same philosophy that you used, I think, Tuesday night. Director Teaser also said, well, this was our money. In August of 17, I was called, I was on vacation. Some reporter from the World Herald said, hey, you know, what do you think about this lake? And I was in Wisconsin. Wisconsin hills and dales, we got cut off six times, and back and forth to reporter, because, you know, they don't call me very often, and we talked about the lake, and I said, you know, it's a $44 million project. You know, we built it, city didn't. And I expressed my desire to have it named after this wonderful lady, Susan LaFleche-Picot. I was written up in the opinion pages of the World Herald saying I'm wrong. They named me by name, and their rationale was that it belongs to the public, taxpayers are footing the bill, which is obviously the case. It was taken out of context. And I think with Tuesday, with Director Lay and Director Teaser's context, I agree with you. We put a lot of bulk money and energy and time and resources into creating it, and we want to see it to its end, so to speak, and that is, here's your lake, whatever it's called. In this case, though, it's different. Papillion has a naming policy. One of our unwritten suggestions was we don't want to name it after any politicians. We're just temporary. And I still believe that, and when we come to a written agreement, that remains to be discussed. But, Zemirinsky, he was a wonderful guy, I suppose. Cunningham was the second mayor of Omaha, maybe the first. He's a politician, you know, and so on. So Mike Fahey Drive. That was a politician name that's down by the TD Ameritrade Park. So anyway, I think that's what we intended to do back in January 17, is to say, let's reserve this to other factors other than us cheap politicians. I added the word cheap there. Anyways, Papillion's naming policy, just to summarize it, is they want historical names and geographic naming. They don't want to name it after people. Not a bad idea. That's why Walnut Creek Lake, that's why Shadow Lake, that's why Prairie Queen Lake are named accordingly. And that's their insistence. And if we go ahead, retain the naming rights, and we want to name it John Winkler Lake.
Hey, that's three votes.
Yeah. That won't fly. And they'll say, to hell with this interlocal agreement, and everything stalls. I don't want to take that risk either. It's relatively minor. The interlocal says that, you know, with input from City of Papillion and Sarpy County. So it's not a rubber stamp done deal that whatever we name it, if this amendment doesn't pass. So I encourage our board to go ahead and let him have six. We're going to wrestle with the naming of number seven in the very near future. But let's get this thing going. And I'll ask for any other comments. And if not, well, that's a roll call. You quiet? You quiet.
No, I mean, trust me, I could go on and on.
Giving you a chance.
I will just echo what Director Bradley said and sort of rebuke Director Klug. There is actually quite a bit in a name to a community, both past, present, and future. And you can see that in what happened a couple of years ago with a lot of public spaces in the South. So I do think there is a lot in a name. With that being said, I believe it's a very, very, very low risk that Papillion would tear up this interlocal agreement just because they couldn't get the naming rights from what Director or Chairman Thompson has said with this conversation with Mayor Black, what Director Bradley has said about the benefits, community and development-wise, that they're going to get the flood protections. With that being said, I mean, I'm going to vote no on your amendment, but if it passes, I'm not voting no on the bigger picture here. So, I mean, I'll throw that out there. Just like Director Conley and Director Klug did not do that in the subcommittee, you would not see me do the same thing.
One last word.
Does that mean we can't call Johnny Appleseed? Never mind.
We'll call an amendment.
Leahy.
No.
Caesar.
On the amendment?
Yes.
No.
Please.
Oh. Okay, this is to retain the original?
Yeah, right.
Back to the original. Yes, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Right. What's next?
Please.
Yes.
Bradley.
No.
Brad Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Brian Wall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Blue.
Yes.
Manager.
Yes.
We're back to the motion.
You're on the motion.
You vote amended. On the motion. Amended.
The motion as amended.
Right. Now we need to vote on the motion as amended.
Main motion.
The main motion.
The main motion. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Bradley.
Yes.
Right.
All
right.
Yes.
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 Luke.
Yes.
Lady.
Yes.
Andrew.
Yes.
Moving right along to item four, construction bids for WP6 and WP7. Subcommittee recommends the GM be authorized to execute a contract with Hawkins Construction for the construction of WP6 and WP7 project for the bid amount of $10,308,746.41. Subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Any comments on the public? Staff, directors. Roll call.
Lee.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conlon.
Aye.
John Conlon.
Yes.
Fred Wall.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Luke.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Yes.
Item number five is a renewal of USGS maintenance agreement for the Papio floodway warning system gauges. Subcommittee recommends that the GM be authorized to execute the proposed joint funding agreement with USGS in a not-to-exceed amount of $124,280 in district funds for the operation of the district's flood warning system for 2019, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager, and I so move.
Comments from public? Staff? Any direct comments? Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Frank Hummel.
Aye.
John Hummel.
Yes.
Ron Wall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Luke.
Yes.
Lady.
Yes.
Please. Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Yes. Item 6 is agreement with NRCS for watershed flood protection operation funding for the Papillion Creek PL 566 project. Subcommittee recommends that GM be authorized to execute the proposed cooperative agreement with NRCS for the Papio Creek Watershed WFPO planning update, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM, and I so move.
Any comments from the public? Staff, directors, roll call.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John
Conley.
Yes.
Ryan Wall.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank
you. Yes.
Peter.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Yes.
Item 7 is Western Douglas County Trail Project. This is a supplemental LPA program agreement with NDOT. Subcommittee recommends that a lengthy resolution be adopted, and I so move.
On the board, any other comments from the public on this? Staff, anything to add?
Do we have an approximate time frame on this whole project?
Time frame?
Eric, new time frame?
It's been 11 years.
So with all this, we'll be going to right away, maybe up to 6 months there, but expect construction starting next year. We don't have a timeline on the construction. The bridge will take a while. We're probably settling on the abutments there, so say 20, 30, yes. That's the end of.
Is there any possible, can this trail be added on to in upcoming years, or is this pretty much the final product? There's nowhere else to go with it?
Yes. So for directors who were here originally, there were originally several phases of trails in the area, trail system around Valley Center down at this location, including the connection over Waterloo. So possible to look into other things in the future, but those are not to go.
Okay.
Important point with
MDOT. All right.
Hi. I have spoken to Douglas County Director Jeff in that if they do any future road work in the area, that because this is such a great area, it's all flat and used heavily by bicyclists, that they would actually consider it, implementing on their own bicycle lanes. Yes, I think the answer. This thing's going to take like 21 years, and I kind of was the ramrod in this thing. I'd sure like to see something get done after.
No, so. I just didn't know if there's other phases that could be built onto. It doesn't really go anywhere.
Well, it gets the kids. The big thing, it gets kids across a very busy railroad track, and that's huge.
All right, thank you.
Roll call.
John Conley.
Yes.
Ron Wall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Luke.
Yes.
Lady.
Yes.
Peter.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
Item 8 is the FY 2019 Long Range Implementation Plan. Subcommittee recommends that the fiscal year 2019 Long Range Implementation Plan be approved, and I so move.
John, we have to do the other three more on the item 7. It's a supplemental.
I thought we took them all as one. Did we not take them all as one?
You just did the first one.
Okay, we'll back up then.
B on here.
Item B then. Yes. Okay. 90% plans and right-of-way cost estimate approval. Subcommittee recommends that a lengthy resolution be adopted regarding 90% plans and right-of-way cost estimate approval, and I so move.
Comments on item 7B? Yes. Director.
Roll call.
Brenholz.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Luke.
Yes.
Lee.
Yes.
Keith.
Yes.
Lee.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Right. Conley.
Aye.
Don
Conley. Yes.
Yes.
Item C is Preliminary Engineering Services Supplemental Agreement Number 6 with FHU. Subcommittee recommends that the lengthy resolution be adopted, and I so move.
Comments from public on item C? Staff, directors.
Roll call.
Yes.
Lee.
Yes.
Lee.
Yes.
Ethan.
Yes.
Lee.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
Don Conley.
Yes.
Brenholz.
Yes.
Andrew.
Yes.
Item D is Wetland Mitigation Credit Purchase Agreement. Subcommittee recommends the GM be authorized to execute the proposed Bundy Wetland Bank application credit for a total purchase price of $13,211 for the Western Douglas County Trail Project. And I so move.
Other comments? Director.
It's unfortunate.
That's all I need to say.
It's
unfortunate that some person says, oh, this is wetland. Maybe we need to look at that stronger in the future.
It costs us
$13,000.
Right, there's nothing we can do about it right now.
Right.
Let's get the permit. If you want the project to go forward, we have to do this.
Right. Roll call.
Luke.
Yes.
Nikki.
Yes.
Keith.
Yes.
Keith.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
Don Conley.
Yes.
Brenholz.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Now moving along to item 8 is the FY 2019 Long Range Implementation Plan. Subcommittee recommends this fiscal year 2019 Long Range Implementation Plan be approved, and I so move.
Any comments from the public?
I didn't see it coming.
That's a good thing. Sean Malatz, 10404 North 132nd Street, Omaha. I just had a couple questions regarding the long-range plan. On page 41, table 4, line 4, there is a list of expenditures from fiscal year 2019 through 2023 that are titled Papillion Creek and Tributaries Projected Expenditures. I would like to, for you to provide some detail on what those projects are.
Can you answer that real quick?
Well, we can, if she wants to submit them, then we'll get back. I don't know if I'm prepared to answer it.
And then I realize you probably won't have the answer to these questions. And then on pages 44 through 47, table 5, which is the projected revenues, it appears that there are no issuance of any bonds during those five-year periods, and I just want confirmation of that.
That's the current plan.
Okay.
Until it changes. I mean, that's the current estimate at today. I mean, we can estimate from today back, but I can't guarantee what's going to happen a year from now or for about 3 years.
What would change that would cause a need to issue the bonds?
Well, obviously it would depend on the board's direction, but for example, there could be, say there's an influx of federal funds that you need a match for, or there is a significant amount of right-of-way that needs to be purchased that we can't obviously work into a regular budget. So those types of things, for example, would necessitate. Right. Or there was some type of natural disaster that the district was faced with tens of millions of dollars of cleanup or repair. Obviously, FEMA takes 3 to 5 years to reimburse for any types of events like this, so that might be something that you would have to go out and get some funds for if it's a loan or bonds or whatever. So no one can predict that.
But it's my understanding those type of expenditures aren't available for bonding use.
They would be available for any type of flood control or water quality enhancement, so I don't would depend.
Yeah. So here's my list of questions. I'll leave them with
Thank
you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And the public comments? I Are you leaving or coming up to the podium? Thanks for coming. Staff, any other comments? Directors. Director Leahy.
Yeah, I'd like to make an amendment to add $500,000 to the Papio Trail system year over year, starting in year 2021.
What item? What page?
Page 42, item 43 in table 4.
Let's see. Item what?
43, Papio Trail System. $500,000. Starting in year 2021, adding $500,000 year over year.
You would be moving from 2 million to 2.5 million. Yep. Each of the years, not new.
Yeah.
I'd have to balance, but we'll, we just have to raise something somewhere or cut something somewhere.
And I would. Raise revenue, I'm going to cut.
Let me clarify this. Your 2021 is at 2 million?
2.5.
Huh?
2,500,000.
All right, 2,500,000. Also for 2022?
Yep, and 2023.
All right.
You're making that specific to the Papio?
Papio Trail System. For now, I can explain more in if I were to get a second.
Second.
Thank you.
Okay. For those 3 years in the future, increase of $500,000 for line item 43 on page 42.
Well, correct? And we would make the adjustments through the document, but we understand. Yep.
Correct on your amendment?
Yep.
All right.
I second the
amendment. You second that amendment?
Mm-hmm. I can
let's see if there's any other comments. Any other comments? Director John Collins?
This needs an offsetting revenue source. And I think your motion is rather incomplete. If you don't propose spending money, you should also propose a source of that revenue, whether it's the general fund, whether it's bonding. You should have a source of the money where you're going to get those funds. So I don't think it's appropriate to approve this unless you complete the source of funding.
I'll clarify that. Yeah, I would just, so if you look at this LRIP, you see the general revenue or expenditures that we need in 2019-2020 go down from 72.1 million to 50.1. And then after we get done with the big ticket item, really is the Missouri River Levy certification, then we go down to 44.3, 43.4, 43.7. I would just propose that we don't go down that much so we wouldn't reduce taxes, you know, over dang near 15%. We don't lower taxes 15%. We lower them about 13% of my numbers to math add up. So it still would be a tax reduction in those years, assuming this plays out like it's drawn up, which we all know it doesn't. And that's how we would find the source of revenue. And just so people know where I'm coming from with this, is I, like Director Tizar, something just kept me up at night after Tuesday's subcommittee meeting, which is no one really looks at this at the state level as far as a budgeting tool, but it is used for staff's planning purposes. It is a tool that they can go and look and say, this is what past boards, the direction that they pointed us to. And I would foresee in the next 5, 10, 15 years, just the direction, not just the community of Omaha and Papillion and Bellevue, but everybody's communities are going, is needing more trail systems for active transportation and just for safety, like we saw with the railroads or just even other kinds of crossings. And we have kept this consistent at about $2 million per year just in the LRIP. That doesn't mean actual expenditures don't increase should we get federal funding, et cetera. But it shows staff that, hey, we can just keep this consistent. It's okay. And my problem with that is these trails are becoming more and more expensive to construct, to get the right-of-way, the land, the planning, all of that stuff. So that $2 million is going to buy less and less in 2021, 2022, 2023. And for future boards and for future staff, it sort of gives the impression that we care less and less about trails. But I think by putting in this extra $500,000, again, it's just a planning tool. It doesn't mean it's actually going to happen. We know federal funding, contracts, what projects are out there. But as a planning tool, it would at least show future boards and future staff, hey, after these big ticket items are complete, like the Missouri River levy certification, some of these dam sites that we just approved tonight, we don't have to give a gigantic tax cut. We can give a tremendous tax cut, but still keep a little bit back to construct trails in the future because they'll be needed more and more. So that's where I'm coming at from this. And did that answer your revenue question? Quick comment?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In 2020, there will be a census, and we'll probably have somebody here sort of might draw out and migrate the boundaries of the different districts.
Is this on the trail? We got to act on the amendment first.
Well,
then we go back to the main motion.
Well, what I was going to say, I'd like to raise money for number 18 urban stormwater program.
All right. Any other comments from the on the amendment? Roll call. You had your hand up.
Well, I guess my only concern, Patrick, would be, would be that if you're limiting it to the Tapio and we have, you know, the Elkhorn, the Platte, the Dakota, blah, blah, blah. You know, if it was put there, I'd be much more comfortable.
I would love to take a friendly amendment to add also $250,000 to that Trails Assistant Program, which reaches those other ones, to bump them up to $1 million in 2021, 2022, 2023, because I agree with that. It's all communities that need it. And again, all it is a planning tool to show future staff, future boards, hey, the idea is after these bigger projects come off of our rolls, then some of this money be reallocated, not all of it, but some of it, to more trails in every community. So I'd be happy to add $250,000 to the Trails Assistance Program.
Let's act on the First Amendment. I don't accept your out of order, the friendly amendment at this point. Any other comments on the $500,000? I have to ask Gene and Eric, you got a comment?
Clarify the years.
Yep. 2023.
With the corresponding increase in revenue to cover that. So the balance is at the end. Right?
Yes. Correct.
It's my question on this. I mean, we pretty much got a paragraph that we know of what kind of cost. In our track record,
that's about $1 million. I mean, roughly.
Depends. For example, here, you go there 2019, you get 2020. If you left it alone and something came up that you needed to do anyway, you know, I mean, we can bring it back to the board and do whatever we got to do at that point, can't we?
Well, the budget was approved every year, so you'll have to bring back.
We're increasing something we don't really know that we would have to increase right now. Could the money be used somewhere else?
Well, I mean, it could be changed next year. This comes back again, so it's a planning tool. I think what the idea is to show future boards, I guess, that we're serious about constructing these trails, and we're going to put the resources into doing them. Again, this is we don't know that far in advance what we're really going to spend on them.
Right.
But I think the idea is to say, hey, in our planning, we know that they're important and we're going to pay for them. I think that's what we're getting at.
I have a question for Mr. Winkler. Is the construction of an extra $500,000 in trails more important to the NRD than the construction of more flood control? If we're tinkering with these things, why are we giving that the priority over flood control? I'd look at our priorities as listed on our board, and I don't see trails as being number one.
This is a planning document, and that question will be answered as we subsequently approve budgets for each of these years.
That's right.
Historically, I think flood control has been the priority mission of the district. And, but I, obviously, that's up to each individual director what is a priority to them of the 12 missions, if any of them. But those come out when you discuss budgets and when you make those allocations. Those priorities come to the surface of what you as a board will approve or not approve. So I think that all gets ironed out eventually.
Okay.
All right. Vote on the amendment. Roll call on the amendment.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
No.
Weiss.
No.
Bradley.
Yes.
Right now.
Aye.
John Thomas.
No.
Glenn Wall.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Lou.
No.
Yes. Read the count.
A yay, that's a nay.
All right.
Four. It's four yay.
Four yay. Six yay.
All right, any other comments on there on the original motion? Director Bradley, you tired? Talking about this? Okay.
Disabled that, I got
to say. There's going to be more people in those years. Can we just conclude that?
The original
Probably
motion.
More property owners within the district. Roll call on the original plan.
Caesar.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye. Yes.
John Wall.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Lady.
Yes.
Yes.
And that concludes my report.
Okay, Adam C., Finance Expenditure Director, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the October 9, 2018 meeting of the FEL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 1. Arlington Buyout Purchase Program. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute for on behalf of the district a purchase agreement in the form as presented at the meeting, provided the purchase by the district from Kelly and Tiffany Eastwood, a property located at 425 through 435 North 1st Street, Arlington, Nebraska, for the purchase price of $110,000, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and through the form by legal counsel, and I so move.
Comments from the public? Staff, Director Jett.
And this is funded 100% by FEMA, is that correct?
Lori, I think we have a small mention there. For the exact number.
This particular property is funded 90% FEMA, 10% local, with that local match being split evenly between the district and the Village of Arlington.
And then, who owns the house?
So we will initially take ownership of it. The house will be demolished, and the site will be cleared, and at that point we would transfer ownership of the lot to the Village of Arlington.
Are we responsible for demolishing the house?
Yes.
At our expense? And so
That expense would still be under that 90-10 split. So 90% of the demolition cost would be paid by FEMA. 10% would be split between the district and us.
And then the whole thing's turned over to Arlington. Yeah. We're not responsible for mowing and doing all sorts of things.
Yes.
So, perpetuity. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
you. I might add, there's always in the past been possibilities that we minimize demolition costs by turning it over to a fire department for practice.
Yeah, we've done that several times.
So whether it works or not, it remains to be seen, right?
Right.
Is there a time frame
on
just this whole process?
So we have 3 years to use the grant money. So I have to have everything completed. August of 2019 is the end of that 3-year period. And then there's some milestones within the grant that we have to hit. But at the end of the day, everything has to be wrapped up by next August.
Next what?
August of 19.
Thank you.
Laura, are you inferring that there will be additional properties coming forward then?
There is one other, yes.
In Arlington?
In Arlington, yeah. But that's the end of the grant. It was just for the two properties. And I have the purchase agreement that will come next month on the other property.
All right. Roll call. Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Glenn Wolf.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Luke.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Easter.
Yes.
And
yes. Item two. Oh, you tell me item two, Dr. G.
Item two, land acquisition, Missouri River R613, R616 levee improvement project. A Hullabaloo Inc., R613, Track 5A, recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a permanent easement purchase agreement with Hullabaloo and Nebraska Corporation, amount of $28,100 for the area contained 2.954 acres of land for the Missouri River R613, R616 levee improvement project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approved form by legal counsel, and I so move.
Counselor from the public, staff, directors,
I have something I'd like to be read into the minutes, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry, what?
I have comments that I'd like to make.
Well, I have some, yeah, go ahead. Do you have comments?
I do. I'd like to share some stuff. Please read these into the board minutes, if you will.
Where are you going?
No.
Oh, all right.
Gentlemen, people rights. In the last election, they sent a message and seems to have been unheard by the tone-deaf board. The incumbent's 50% budget reduction message was recognized as feckless campaign talk. Voters replaced.
Director Grunwald, we're on item 2A.
I will get there.
Tell me exactly when we're voting on buying
this
track
is
5A.
Right, and there's commentary in this.
We'll get to it, please. We're not going to read all of this.
No, we're just going to cover the first two places.
Pardon?
The first two pages, if you don't mind.
Summarize it.
Voters replace individuals committed to the following U.S. Army Corps of Engineers non-support for new flood control structures positioned for the Omaha metropolitan area. Building needless structures makes no sense. No new dams or levees are needed. That creates huge taxpayer savings. Voters will have a choice in the upcoming election to continue replacing tone-deaf incumbents, instead electing candidates who understand the need for transparencies. Voters are fed up with unbridled public spending and incompetent public servants. I'm sharing a few examples.
Point of order has been taken, and the point of order is
I am sharing a few examples of the Papio River Missouri.
It's not a discussion, and he's being demeaning to this board.
Not
I rule in favor of that order. Do you have any other comments on item track 5A?
I'm sharing a few examples of the Missouri River inability to follow their own signed director's policies.
Director Grunwald.
Chairman
we
Thompson.
We are voting on item 5A.
Yes.
Track 5A, item 2A,
and
I should say.
I will get to the point.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. I object to this even being incorporated in the minutes. But he's
it's not.
I asked for it, and it will be put in.
No.
Yes,
it
will. It has to be. But again,
it's not relevant to this item.
Completely out of order, Mr. Chairman.
This NRD thinks buying land before a project approved is good business. This NRD is not an investment bank. How many times has the NRD bought land in anticipation of a project and sold it for a loss or little to no gain? A moot point if we followed Army Corps Engineers'
position. Director Grunwald, do I have to raise my voice anymore?
We have a sheriff here.
You have been ruled out of order. That means you're disrupting this meeting, and it's not appreciated. We can't allow the public to disrupt it. I'm not going to allow you to disrupt it. You understand what that means?
The Bellevue.
Do you understand what that means?
The project raising money.
I can have you removed from this meeting if you do not be quiet and we get down to the business at hand. Do you understand what that means? Do Do you understand what that means?
General Manager John Weekly.
Mr. Chair, I demand that the Sergeant at Arms remove him.
Mr. Grunwald? Did you understand what the motive of the
directors here?
Huh?
I am his superior just as you are. He cannot touch
me. We're talking about the rules of this committee.
He cannot touch me.
Okay?
He cannot touch me. Bellevue
I can direct him because you're being disruptive. If you want to be quiet, we can vote on this and move on. Roll call on the motion.
When I ask FEMA about these mandates.
Roll call on the motion.
FEMA
any more on you. Any
FEMA
more on you. Listen to me. Listen to me. Stop.
Your finger at.
We have a roll call. Stop.
I was given.
We have a roll call.
To make
stop.
A comment. I am making a comment.
You
it goes into
you've been
the
ruled
record.
Out of order.
No, sir.
Yes, you have.
I have a right to put this in to the
can
record.
Mr. Roll Brad, call. You want to clarify?
Yeah, under the Robert's Rules of Order, there's been a point of order for. Or all for the discussion. Roll call.
Roll call, please.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Grunwald.
No.
Jack.
Yes.
Luke.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Weeks.
Yes.
And Jefferson.
Yes.
Caesar.
Oh, excuse me, those are for board members only. Mr.
I was so excited all this, I lost track myself. I apologize.
Item B,
Clam Bake Ag LLC, R616, Tracks 11 and 12. Recommendation is the GM be authorized to execute a purchase agreement with Clam Bake Ag LLC, a Nebraska Limited Liability Corporation, in the amount of $130,000 for an area containing 14.855 acres of land for the Missouri River R613, R616 levy improvement project. Some of these changes deemed necessary by the GM and approved and formed by the District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Any comments from the public on this item? Staff, directors, any comments on this particular item? Roll call.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Grunwald.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Luke.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Weeks.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
And
yes.
Mr. Chair, that concludes my report.
Mr. Chairman. I've got a question. We did have a personnel legislative committee meeting that's not in.
The motion.
Yeah, right. But it should still be reported, shouldn't it? That there was a meeting, there was a motion made,
it failed.
But when you normally report it, though, are you acting like there never was a committee meeting?
No, you're right.
I never made the report.
The PLPA.
PLPA should be listed.
It
should be listed in the resolution.
Yeah,
that's
you're absolutely correct.
We can correct it. Just put it in there.
Okay.
That was my fault, Gene. I think.
Item. Call it item
10D.
10D, yeah.
10.5.
Mm-hmm. No, 11. We got 10D. 10D.
Oh, and then we change the numbers.
That's
so. For the record, the Personnel Legislative Public Affairs Subcommittee did meet on Tuesday. The one motion to review and recommend a corporate leave donation policy, the district handbook. There were three in attendance, Fred Conley, Ted Jaff, John Conley. Absent was Grunwald and Leahy. Father was excused, and they voted. They didn't get a second on the motion, so the motion died.
Right.
Thank you, Fred. Mm-hmm. All right. Item 11?
Yes.
Treasurer's report. John
Thank
Conley.
You, Mr. Chairman. Treasurer's report consists of three resolutions and items 11A through 11J, inclusive, and I move their approval.
Second. Move in second. Any comments from the public? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
John Conley.
Yes.
Grunwald.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Luke.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Weeks.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
And
yes. Item 12, Chairperson's Report. First item of business is the Papio NRD Board Directors Meeting Schedule for 2019 that the majority of us will be attending these meetings.
I'll miss it.
You won't miss it. David Kluge will miss it. And,
well, you did.
And, so I need a motion to accept those dates. And I assume staff has looked. There's no conflict with the particular dates.
Well, I'm just looking at Valentine's Day, but my wife will have to understand.
Talk to your wife about that. She didn't come to the meeting.
She didn't come to the meeting.
Let's get a motion to accept those dates.
So moved.
You know, I don't know.
Sign right. Move and say on college in public.
What will my girlfriend say?
Directors, all those other than Valentine's Day, I'm bringing you candy. Roll call.
No.
Yes.
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 Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Item B, appointment of a 34 biking trail and project, Fred Conley, chairperson. We need to vote on that?
Yeah.
We need to vote on that. Chairing it, Larry Bradley, Fowler, Ortiz, Ruiz. I'm an alternate. It's a beautiful trail in your district coming up. So there, motion on that.
So moved.
Second. All right, roll call.
Yeah.
Yes.
Luke.
Yes.
Thank
you. Yes.
Easter.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Hi.
Yes.
Manuel.
Yes.
And
yes. I didn't have it down here in a written memo, but I do want to take the opportunity under my report. The Nebraska Natural Resource Commission will be meeting later this month, October 22nd, I believe, or 23rd. To score those projects that have been submitted for water sustainability funds. Papio has got one in for $4.7 million for WP1?
Yes.
WP1. Of the projects, which I don't have a listing of with me, but there's six large projects over $250,000. There's nine small projects under the $250,000 threshold. Adding up those monies, it's about $8.5 million. Committee will be considering. In my opinion, like it was said earlier, we never know what happens. One thing is just hit the actual vote, but I think there's plenty of money. I'm very optimistic that we'll get that funding, but like I said, it remains to be seen. General Manager's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Information education highlights. The Papio NRD with our partners Omaha and La Vista, we celebrated the grand opening of the new 3-mile stretch of the West Papio Trail in Millard. Links West Omaha to Bellevue. 130-mile network now through Douglas and Sarpy County. So that's been more than 25 years in the making. I can't thank Omaha and La Vista enough for all their help and participation. Obviously, Eric and the team for bringing this project together. Not only provides expanded recreation, but active transportation for Omaha and its citizens. Personal miscellaneous items, I'd like to thank the Bennington High School Skills USA chapter for taking part in the Prairie View Lake Cleanup Community Service Project. The students spent a Saturday morning picking up trash and debris around the lake to keep it clean. It's the fifth year the chapter has participated, and we appreciate their dedication and help. There's a picture of them, too, a bunch of trash bags in front of them in your packet. Reports on purchases, construction services, professional services, personal property, current and ongoing projects with the district legal counsel is attached, as well as the Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership Report. The minutes for September 27th, and then also the next meeting is scheduled for October 25th, 2018. Chairman Thompson asked me to provide the board an update regarding my appointment to the FEMA Region 7 Advisory Committee. He's responded to several requests for information. Congressman Don Bacon's staff appointed me to the FEMA Region 7 Regional Advisory Committee. They call it the RAC, R-A-C, acronyms in federal government, who'd think. It's per authority of Section 507 of the Homeland Security Act of 2002 as amended, Section 6 U.S.C. 317. It directs each region to establish a regional advisory committee. I have no direct knowledge of what staff member or if the congressman himself nominated me for the committee. In addition, I have no knowledge of the roles the congressman's staff play within the congressman's organization. You would have to ask Congressman Bacon to get that information. There are 14 RAC members, all represent various aspects of the emergency management community. All are equally represented from among the four states in the region, Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, and federally recognized tribes in Region 7. I do not possess a list of the 14 RAC members, nor am I authorized to distribute any such information. As you know, FEMA is the Department of the Homeland Security, and so they're sensitive about releasing information like that. If you need an information of who the RAC members are, you would have to contact FEMA and get that from them. The duties of the RAC members is to provide advice on emergency management issues as well as issues specific to your state, tribe, or locality. The RAC will look at specific issues affecting the region and provide recommendations on policy or execution of regulations and funding. Staff spends no time lobbying FEMA as a member of the committee. Time is spent communicating, collaborating, strategic planning, visioning, preparation, most importantly, building regional national relationships and partnerships, which will benefit the Papillion Creek watershed and the city of Omaha. No approval was or is required in policy or contract for the general manager to be appointed and or serve on committees or boards that pertain to the activities and contribute to the fulfilling the broad mission of the NRD. In fact, I'll probably be appointed to more committees as we continue to work within various federal structures and local structures. FEMA utilizes hundreds of consultants and over 200 employees in the Region 7 office in Kansas City and thousands of employees at its headquarters in D.C. Furthermore, the district's legal counsel government relations firm Hush Blackwell and the district's federal government relations firm Water Strategies LLC communicate with FEMA, as well as retired FEMA or government relations personnel who have personal connections with the various levels of government and are available to consult on issues of regulation and funding. I just got appointed, so I haven't been able to communicate with all these folks, but I'm working on it. So it's a three-year term. The Region 5 RAC meets four times a year. If anyone, board member or anyone, would like any information on not only this committee, but any operation or programs that the district participates in or that I participate in, please let me know. We'll set up a meeting. I'll go wherever you want, and I'll explain exactly what we do, when we do it, and where we do it. And so I hope this answers questions, but again, the chairman asked me to provide this, and so I have a copy. If anyone would like it, I'd be more than happy to send it to you. Thank you,
Mr. Chairman.
I have another question on another subject, if I might.
No.
Okay. Going to ask it anyway?
No.
Oh, wait, I'd like to clarify the November meeting for the committees.
Sorry, I didn't have that. Yes, the November. Sorry, Gina, I forgot that.
I think it's printed.
The November subcommittee meeting will be held on Wednesday, November 7th. The board meeting will be Thursday, November 8th, due to the election on November 6th.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's on the item 14, all the informational items.
Yep.
Please make note of that. And Gene will also get the minutes out before before the board meeting the next day. Any other informational items, Mr.
Chair? The general manager failed to announce or advise us that he caught a master angler bass, but not in the district. So I really felt bad about that, but congratulations.
Thank you.
I
appreciate that.
Giant fish. I thought that would have come out in the report.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
There'd be pictures.
Okay, thank you.
That'd be good.
It was 5 pounds, 6 ounces, 19 inches. All right. And I got my certificate from the Game of Parks.
All right. Now you're in debt.
I'm in debt. I am 15.
I have a comment.